To win a prize from London's Literary Review, the esteemed monthly, should be enough to make an author burst with pride, moan with delight, quiver and shiver with spasms of ecstasy. We are, of course, talking about the Literary Review's annual award for Bad Sex in Fiction, given to call attention to the crude, tasteless, often perfunctory use of redundant passages of sexual description in the modern novel and to discourage it. Well, taking home the prize this year is 36-year-old Anirudh Bahel for his debut novel titled Bunker 13. Mr. Bahel, I'm not sure if congratulations are in order or not here.
No, I think they are in order.
They are in order. Why is that?
For the simple reason that, you see, even though it's embarrassing for a writer to come to the stage and accept this kind of an award, but it draws the attention of thousands of other people to the book per se, which perhaps it wouldn't have got. So I'm happy that even though sex might form like 4 or 5 pages out of the 350 odd pages that the book is, the book reaches out to many people because of this.
Let's talk about what the book is about. You in real life, when you're not writing fiction, are an investigative reporter. You have done exposés on corruption and bribe-taking in the Indian government. And it sounds like the main character in this book is quite a bit like you. What's the story? What's the plot?
No, well, the main character is a person called M.M., and he's a journalist. But his character, he's not really, I mean, he is that on the exterior, but he's lots of other things as well. And his character perhaps reveals a layer of itself every perhaps 30 pages. So by the end of it, when we get a full grasp of what he's about, he's perhaps done a 360 turn.
Mm-hmm. And at some point you decide there's a love interest and they're going to have sex. And I wonder if...
There is always a love interest.
And you gotta
do
something
with it. How could a modern novel do without a love interest?
Exactly. I've read the passage in question, and there's most of it cannot be read on a radio program in this country, but there are parts that can.
Okay.
And I wonder if you'd do as the honors. Would you read the rather
Which
tame parts of the sex scene?
I will read the first para of the scene that got me the award. You are kissing her now, her cheeks, her ears, her neck, the middle of her breasts themselves and the nipples which stand like two twin peaks of pink. She's arcing her back. With pleasure, you think. She's on to you now. She starts with your nipples.
I think I may need to stop you right around there.
Well, then you can go later on to the para, and she picks up a Bugatti's momentum. You want her more at a Volkswagen steady trot, squeeze the maximum mileage out of your gallon of gas, but she's eating up the road with all cylinders blazing. I think this was the para that drew kind of maximum mortification with the Literary Review.
It sounds, Mr. Bahel, like you had some pretty tough competition this year. Writer Paul Theroux was nominated for his book, The Stranger at the Palazzo d'Oro. And here's one tiny quote. She moaned like someone being stabbed to death. Also, Tama Janowitz, for her novel, and one of the passages there is, he began to probe her as if he was searching for lost car keys. What do you think about your competitors?
Well, they're too august for me to comment. I mean, how does one comment with Paul Theroux or John Updike and so on?
How's the award going over back home in India?
Oh, I haven't gone there back, but I've been told that it's very well, and all the newspapers already covered it yesterday. And I've been receiving phones and saying congratulations and so on and so forth. Some of them said that from the land of the Kama Sutra, you let us down. Why bad sex? It should have been good sex award.
Well, Mr. Bahel, best of luck and carry on.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Miss. I enjoyed talking to you.
Anirudh Bahel is author of the novel Bunker 13. He's winner of this year's most dreaded literary prize, the London Literary Review's Award for Bad Sex in Fiction.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.